Ohio State, but unfortunately, I guess it kept you out of going to the Club Pro Championship in Port St. Lucie.
Yeah, those dates are not good for me, man. I could, you know, I got to figure out how to schedule something better or what, but it's just the April thing for the Club Pro has just killed me 3 years in a row now. I can't get my fourth, I don't have a chance to get my fourth win.
Yeah. Thanks. You need to take a shot at that. Plus, the Illinois PGA still needs a leader to get in there and get after those leaders. It was a rough go. Only Andy Michelson from Mistwood made the 36-hole cut.
Well, it's tough for guys. It's tough for guys in the north in April. They have their games ready, I'm telling you.
I suppose the warm weather guys have a little more chance to get out and play.
Yep. And June is pretty fair for everybody. Those Florida and Arizona pros aren't in season. You know, they're out, but they can still play. And the guys in the north have been playing for a couple months. So it makes a lot of sense.
Well, as long as the schedule stays the way it is, it's, I don't know, it's probably going to be difficult. And yep. I know the one thing up here is that, you know, we actually have four public courses that are getting big brand new clubhouses. And
Wow. It's
amazing the amount of things that, you know, places are putting in simulators and stuff in the winter. And, you know, I got more and more pros telling me that they never planned to spend this much time in their office in November, December, January, and February that they're starting to do now. Facilities are trying to find ways to bring in money, you know, year round. That's some of, you know, what's going on. I don't know. Are they going to do any of that with your facility? What's happening over at the Atkins facility?
No, I mean, our winter facility on campus is, we have balls inside out. We don't need to do a simulator. We can see our balls fly. And, but Atkins, I don't think they've gotten that far yet. We're trying to get the course renovated and get that up and running, but everything happens slowly in the university setting. So
are you guys still on track to have that course open in the fall?
Thanks. Spring might be a better guess, in my opinion. I mean, we're not going to rush it. We're going to do it right. I mean, we're adding 400 yards, and we're redoing all the bunkers and all the greens. So there's a lot of work.
Does the feeling ever get old? How special is it still to bring home yet another conference championship for the University of Illinois?
Well, it's always special. It's special for the kids, and that's why, you know, that's something that they've been proud of. They put a lot of work and time into. You know, these are hard to get. There's some good, solid teams, the Big Ten, well-coached teams, and we've had some success now for a while, but that doesn't go without a lot of hard work and discipline and commitment. And so anytime you get one of these, you know, it very well easily be your last. So we got to keep trying to get as many as we can and give these kids a good experience while they're here.
Is this one any more special in any way just because of the disruptions that, well, not just your program, but college golf and college sports in general has had to go through with the pandemic?
I think college golf is very thankful that they could play this spring, play a national schedule. The excitement and the happiness that I saw in the kids' faces, or especially early in the spring, was really rewarding. They're just happy to be out playing after a year of being on the shelf. And sure, you want to win, and we end up winning, but it's great that we had a chance to play golf at a great golf course and a spirited competition. That was probably the biggest thing.
Well, tell us a little bit about winning at Crooked Stick. And I know that, you know, in all the different championships that you've won them at different courses and in different states and in the Midwest and out east in Baltimore and places like that. But Crooked Stick obviously is a golf course that's been used for major championships at the professional ranks, and it's got to be nice to see your kids play well at a facility like that.
Oh, it was special. But I mean, the venues you said, you know, Philly Cricket Club last time out, and Baltimore Country Club before that, and then, you know, we've been to some great ones. You know, Rich Harvest last year got X'd because of COVID, so we're going there in 2023, but you know, Crooked Stick is the top of the food chain when it comes to championship golf courses. This place is great condition, great reception by the members and the staff, and then the way it was set up was, I mean, it was big time with the wind, the conditions, and the rough. The rough was as thick and as dense as you can have at this time of year. So it was a great test, and I think that's what you want, though, for a championship. You know, this isn't just a normal tournament. This was a championship. I think that's what you need.
Coach, tell us a little bit about your team. You know, some years you have more seniors, some years you're a little more of a younger team. Sometimes you have a couple of real solid seniors that have been there that you know the next step for them is going to be professional golf. Well, how does your team break down this year of the kids that you have, and who are your top five?
Well, all year we played our same five most of the whole spring. We have Michael Feagles, who is going to be a top one or two or three player in the Big Ten this year. He'll be an All-American again, I assume. A previous All-American for us from Scottsdale, Arizona. He's now won four four team championships in a row. And he was a freshman on the team along with the other senior on our team right now, Giovanni Tadiato, who played in the Final Four at Rich Harvest when they were freshmen. So they have a lot of experience, and they proved it this weekend. Didn't have their best stuff the first couple rounds, but the last round they both stepped it up and helped us win this one. Those guys have been our seniors. And then we have a couple really good solid juniors in Adrien Dumont de Chassart from Belgium, who is another one or top two or three players in the conference this year based on all the rankings and all the stats. He's had a great spring, and he'll be an All-American this year, I assume, and he's got some great golf ahead of him. He's got a big-time future, kind of on the same mold as Thomas Peters or Thomas Dietrich in his athleticism and his skill. And then you have Tommy Cool, who's a junior from Morton, Illinois, who obviously has the shot low, won the state championship in high school a couple times, and shot the lowest score ever for two rounds of state championship. He got while he was in high school at Morton. And then we have a sophomore, Jerry G from the Netherlands, who was a top 50 amateur player in the world coming into Illinois, not junior player, but amateur. He's getting his traction. This is really his first full year. His freshman year obviously got disrupted by COVID. So all those guys, not the seniors, but the other three, all have an extra year if they want it based on the COVID year. So it's been a pretty solid five guys. We have Pearson Hunt and Nico Lang, who are two freshmen on the team. They're going to be big parts of our program moving forward. They played a little bit this spring, too. So, I mean, you know, Pearson won the Western Junior at Rich Harvest a few years ago. So, but those five guys played most of the spring for us, and obviously we won five times and peaked, I think, number four in the country, and I think we're number nine maybe this week after a full, complete spring season. So it's been a successful one for us. We've traveled the country. We've played against all the top competition and finished up with three events at Ohio State, Purdue, and obviously Cricket Stick for the Big Ten Championship on some big-time golf courses and some good conditions, so tough conditions. And to finish like we did and have those results made for a successful spring so far.
Well, tell us a little bit about yesterday. I mean, I know there's been times over the years when your team has gone into the final round and you've had a double-digit lead, but, you know, Iowa was kind of right in your back pocket going into yesterday, and they didn't really go away.
No, Iowa's good. Iowa's got a good young team, a lot of good young players, well-coached, and, you know, I think they're ranked in the top 30, top 35 this year, so anybody in the top 50 can beat anybody any day, and we know that. And we drove it very poorly the first 2 days, but kept our head above water, which is some competitiveness and some grit. The last day we came out really kind of uncharacteristically flat. We didn't play the first eight holes well. I think we were 8 or 9 or 10 shots back at that time. Iowa came out and was 3 under after three. We were 3 over after three. So it was a punch to the gut, a punch to the nose that we took. And we got off the mat. And actually, after about number nine, we were 10 shots back, I think. And our counters played the last 10 holes in that wind and at that golf course, that back nine at Cricket Stick, played at 8 under par. And our entire team played the last 10 holes, 10 under par. That's what got us back into it. We steadied the ship and then pulled it out there at the end. But no, a lot of respect for Iowa, a lot of respect for teams in the Big Ten, because they came out and punched us, and we didn't respond really until the 8th and 9th hole, and then turned it around.
When was the last time that you won the conference championship only by one shot?
I don't think that's the only time. We won 11 out of 12 now, and that's obviously been the closest. So they usually, we think we've been winning 4 or 5 shots a few times. I know we've won by over 30 a couple times too, but generally there are 5 to 10 shots in there. And but we very easily could have lost this one. And the one we lost in there was to Minnesota. I think 6 years ago we lost to Minnesota when we were 5th in the country at the time, and they were 72nd, and they won the championship down at French Lick. So anything can happen. But I was proud of this team because we kind of bowed up and kind of regrouped and had a strong last 10 holes.
Well, Coach, I know you're excited about the things that are happening right there on your campus, especially with your facilities for the golf team and the new Adkins Golf Club that's getting some work done to it. But as you look around the Big Ten, I'm sure you can see, and we see it a little bit too. We get some notifications. Your other colleges, they're getting new facilities, they're improving their facilities, and I'm sure in some places they're probably taking a look at what the University of Illinois has been doing for several years now that's really made you guys the program that you are. But do you notice the improvements up and down on the list of schools in the Big Ten just trying to improve their golf facilities?
Yeah, I think, there's an arms race in anything in college athletics when the alumni and the administrators want to win. So, you know, it's a very competitive league, not only nationally, but obviously just amongst ourselves. And people want to give their student athletes the resources to get better. So, you know, we were kind of at the forefront, along with Purdue, I think, were the first two programs that had really massive training centers on their campuses. And, you know, we're even expanding ours right now. We're putting a $2 million addition onto our indoor facility that's going to be open here this summer. We're putting in three more huge bays and a full-fledged putting studio in our place. So, you know, it's if you're not moving forward, you're getting lapped, you're getting beat. So I think that's the mindset around major college athletics, especially in the Power Five conferences. And I think that's great. I think that's something that, you know, it shows the kids and the recruits and the players at your school that you're serious about helping them become the best they can be.
Well, Coach, give us a little insight on the playoffs. I mean, I know you usually don't get any, you know, you don't get to say where you're going to go in the postseason here, so to speak. But any thoughts on where you could end up on that trek to, I believe it's back out to Greyhawk and Scottsdale for hopefully for the Nationals?
Yeah, you know, we're going for our, was it 13th straight finals? I think the record right now is 13. We have 12. Texas has the record right now. We're second in the country in consecutive times making the finals. So that's something that we got to keep our eye on and keep that thing going and be ready to play. We don't know where they're going to send us. The top six teams, which we've been in a few times, get to go close to home. They have preferred places, but after that they do an S-curve, and you kind of got to go where they even the field's out. It'd be nice to go to Sagamore, which is in Indianapolis. The last time we were there, we won the regionals there when Brian Campbell, who played for us, who played on the PGA Tour, is now on the Korn Ferry Tour. He tied Bryson DeChambeau, made birdie in the last hole to tie Bryson, and our team tied SMU that week. So we had some good vibes at Sagamore. That'd be fun to go back there. But the other five sites are spread all over the country, and we'll go wherever they send us. But that's a place where I think any Big Ten school would love to go.
Is there any news you can give us on where you stand from a recruiting standpoint in terms of kids you might have joining the program this fall? How many you might lose senior wise, and how many more new guys you'd have come the fall season?
Yeah, we're graduating three seniors, and wish them well and move on with their careers and their lives and their education. And we signed two players coming in this fall. We have another walk-on coming in that I cannot comment on per the rules, but the two kids coming in, Dylan Keating, a top player from Ireland, one of the top players in Europe, is coming in next fall. And then Jackson Buchanan, a good young up-and-coming player from Georgia, is going to come in and play for us this next year. So, you know, right now we're actively recruiting the 22 and 23 classes and trying to scour the Midwest and places that can help us obviously win a championship. And then if we can't get kids to come here from there, or can't locate the kids that would fit in our program that want to be here, we'll move out. We'll expand our circle nationally and globally if we have to. So, you know, we're just trying to give these guys the best chance to you know, get a great education and prepare themselves for hopefully professional golf after college. And we've had some great recruits in the past, some great kids that have been big parts of our program. We look forward to these kids doing the same thing.
Are you gonna try, if your schedule permits, to get up here for some of the at least the section majors? You know, that I think you've won almost as many conference championships now as you've won Illinois PGA section championships.
It's kind of gone hand in hand over the years. It's kind of nice. But I would love to get up there and play. You know, last year I played more in our section than I have ever, just because of COVID, and I couldn't go nationally and play much. Champions Tour stuff wasn't really happening last summer, so
yeah,
I'm gonna try to get up there and play and see the guys and see the pros up there. And but I haven't played much since last December. I've played probably three rounds of golf since last December, so that's as long as I've ever taken off. Just I'm getting older. I'm 55 now and trying to figure this thing out, and it takes a little more work than it used to. But I'm gonna try to get up and play some stuff and see the guys, like I said, and get those juices going. The more I play, and the better I put myself in some situations, the better coaching I am. I believe that if my mind's vibrant and I'm approaching the coaching position from a player's perspective, I coach a lot better than if I'm just sitting there barking orders. So I would like to continue to play as much as I can this summer.
Well, bring that long driver that you've got, because you know, Stonebridge, where the Illinois Open is, they They just lengthened it about 400 and some yards. It used to be at about 68, and I think it's up 72, close to 73 now. So you'll need to bring that, whichever driver you're hitting it the furthest with, you want to bring that one.
Oh, I love it, man. The game is moving on. We got to adapt with it or get left behind, right?